Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Second hour on this Tuesday, Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe with you. Elijah Campbell manning things at our Hillside Medical Game Studios. Don't forget, the Predators set to pick things back up tomorrow night in Washington against the Capitals. 6 o'clock puck drop pregame at 5 o'clock, and that'll be another chance for you to participate in Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. If you guess a Predators player that's going to score a goal in that game tomorrow night, you can win a pair of tickets to a future Predators home game. Remember that, tomorrow morning at 8:45, your chance to participate. We shall see if I feel good. I feel like it's going to happen. I do. But we didn't get to what the Predators did announce yesterday because there's a lot going on with the Titans when it comes to COVID. There's a lot going on with the Predators when it comes to COVID. And right now, Cousins, Granlin, Tomasino have been put on back on the active roster. And Matluff, McCarron have been assigned to the taxi squad. Borowiecki and Ben Harper and Ryan Johansson also on the active roster. Tommy Novak, Colton Sissons, and Roman Josi have been added to the COVID list.
So pretty much everybody that was on there is back, including the coaches. And you have three new guys that are now added to the list, including maybe the best defenseman in the world. So you got a new set of problems. Although, Chase and I were just talking, you know, the Capitals have got, they put six guys on the list yesterday. Now, it's not star players, but it's key depth guys for them. They just got Evgeny Kuznetsov and Nicholas Backstrom back from the COVID. You know, I told the story on the show last week. The Capitals were sitting in the same hotel as the Predators, waiting on tests in another area of the hotel. They had just played the Blackhawks. The Predators were in to play the Blackhawks. So it's madness. And I was reading Peter Laviolette's quotes. Very Laviolette-esque, right? Hey, they got issues. We got issues. We have a game. Got to play the game. We got to figure this out. We just have to soldier through it. There's nothing you can do. You gotta take who you have and try to put a formula together that's successful. So now the Predators, you know, who was so instrumental when they lost to those guys? Josi, Sissons.
Yep.
Right? Those guys were huge. Now they have
players
to figure out how to do it without them, probably at least for tomorrow. Now, it is interesting. When you tested positive, when you went on the list, is an important factor here. Right? Remember that nobody has played.
Fridays at noon, we go on the list.
Nobody has played since what day was that?
It'll be 12 days when for the Predators, it'll be 12 days when they suit up and play tomorrow.
So what we don't know is when did Colton Sissons and Roman Josi and Tommy Novak test positive? Was it the day after the Chicago game? Was it 2 days after?
Yeah.
Or was it just yesterday when they came back? That is an important piece of the equation as to when they're going to come back.
My guess would be it was when they came back.
Well, we don't know that, though.
Well, and how much?
I said my guess. I understand that. I said my guess. It's just a guess.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping you're wrong.
So am I.
How much
So do I. I mean, I hope I'm wrong, too. But, I mean, Why would it have been 12 days ago and we're getting the news yesterday?
Because they don't have to say anything when the—
Okay, but why would you— Okay, so what's— I mean, 12 days later? They're still on it?
Yeah, well, I don't think they had to announce anything until yesterday. So, like, I don't know. Well, because I'll give you an example.
Could there have been guys that were on it that we don't know that were on it and now they're off it?
Yes, because this is— the Predators haven't said, but I'm looking at The Athletic and their coverage of the Capitals, okay? They put six guys on the protocol yesterday. Two of them were placed on there December 21st. And three of them were put on December 24th, one of them the 23rd. So it could be any particular day, but it wasn't announced until yesterday. So that's why, at least I'm hoping, that maybe this didn't just happen for Josi, Novak, and Sissons. But time will tell. And then there's the other factors. Are they symptomatic or asymptomatic? You know, will they turn around and test negative in a day or two? Or will it be the full 10 days?
The 10 day. How much do they factor in with the CDC's new recommendation of 5 days? Obviously, they have to agree.
Great question.
The players in the league have to all agree upon that. But can they adopt, you know, could there be meetings right now where they adopt that and they change it to 5 days?
Very good question. I don't know. If Elliot were here, maybe he would. He's probably in the process of trying to figure that out right now, I would say. I was really hoping that Elliot would have a podcast or a blog out there today to maybe have some of this info, because I think we're all curious.
I can text him and say, Elliot, Willie needs you to have a blog or a podcast.
I'm going to need some info. Because tonight there are three games. One of them has already been postponed, which is, interestingly enough, Columbus, who the Predators are supposed to play on Thursday. And their leading scorer just got put on the protocols yesterday, Oliver Bjorkstrand. And they did. Obviously, there's some reason, I'm not sure why, but they can't play tonight. So I'm guessing.
Could you do us a favor and just put on a bubble suit when you go get on the plane today? Because I just think that might be good at this point.
Well,
do you own one?
I don't have a suit. I don't have a hazmat suit.
Why is Willie wearing a bubble?
But this goes back to something Darren and I hit on the very first segment of the show, is how hard is each individual team, like, to what lengths are they going to try to control and minimize the cases they get from here forward? Because it's so obvious that it's very easily picked up from wherever you are, in your locker room, in the, you know, you go out to a bar, you go out to a restaurant, people that have a gathering at your house, it is going around, even though, knock on wood, it doesn't seem to be. And I'm not a doctor, but it doesn't seem to be as severe. And, of course, you have the protections of the vaccines, the boosters. The more that comes out, the more that we find out, the boosters do give you an extra layer of protection. So it does seem like that is something that's being heavily encouraged people that aren't already boosted.
People that I know that have been vaccinated, and some have gotten the booster and some haven't, but that have gotten the Omicron, are basically like, it's a cold.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
There will be somebody that will call the show and say, well, it wasn't for me.
Right.
But by and large, the odds, it's just like anything else. When you're playing fantasy, when you're betting, when you're predicting, you try to put the numbers, you look at the numbers and say, what do the numbers say? The numbers are overwhelming. If you're vaxxed, boosted, you're stacking the numbers in your favor. It doesn't mean you're completely safe, but you're putting everything that you can in your control into your disposal.
Houston is driving, third and goal. By the way, Auburn, and it looks like it's going to be a touchdown. So they have struck first midway through the first quarter. Houston on the board with a touchdown. Auburn missed a golden opportunity on this drive. Houston coughed it up. Two Auburn guys falling on it and still couldn't come up with it. Houston guy who originally fumbled it came back up with the ball. So huge missed opportunity there by Auburn. Houston drives right down the field, chews up a ton of clock, and finish it off on a third and goal play with a touchdown.
That I expect this to be a pretty good game, actually.
In Memphis. Yeah, I think so, I guess. Yeah. Houston's the favorite.
Well, they should be. They're 11-2.
That line swung because it was Auburn -2 not too long ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why I jumped on Houston.
Yeah, I would take Houston for sure.
I don't know who all's out for Auburn.
That's the hard part with these bowl games, especially if you're going to bet on them. Is
that's the thing.
Finding out who's in, who's out.
You've got to try to stay on top of it if you're being smart. If you're making a blind bet just because you like Auburn, you might find out. Just like the Saints. If you love the Saints and then you didn't pay any attention, you turn on the TV thinking you're going to see a lot of guys, you saw a skeleton version.
Right.
I mean, it was just brutal. Brutal.
Well, ask Ian Book. He would agree with you.
Did want to pass this along before we get to David Poyle. MTSU has announced that their two games this week have been postponed.
Basketball.
Yep, basketball.
See, so basketball is another thing with the numbers. If you get a percentage of your team, it's like if you have a team of, 25, 28 hockey players and you lose three guys, that's one thing. Or seven guys. You still could probably find a way. But a basketball team of 12 guys, you lose seven guys, now you're down to the bones. That's why a lot of leagues are saying you got to have six or you got to have seven. And if you have those, you can play. If not, you're wiped out.
Yep.
Haven't heard from David yet, so let's do this. I know what's going to happen.
Going to go to break and then he'll call.
Yeah, yep. I know what's going to happen.
Okay.
But
that'll be good.
We should do it. We should do that. But first, why don't you tell everybody, Chase, about BetMGM?
I will do it. BetMGM, they're the king of sports books. They welcome you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game, and if either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets regardless of your bet's outcome. All you have to do is use the bonus code 1025GAME200 when you make your first bet. Enjoy NBA action like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use that code 1025GAME200 to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in the game you wager on. Just visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualifications and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Tomorrow on Thursday, if you're looking for a place to hang and watch the Predators in Washington and Columbus, we've got our Bud Light Preds watch party at Headquarters Beercade. Yeah, it's a good place. String specials. Plus, you can be entered to win tickets to an upcoming game. But you can watch them take on the Capitals tomorrow night and Columbus on Thursday. Both road games starting at 6 o'clock. The Preds Bud Light Watch Party at Headquarters Beercade located at 114 2nd Avenue South downtown. Back here on the DDC. It's really windy outside. Have you noticed how windy it's been?
It's been very windy.
For like a week? Like, what is going on? Like, it is like over-the-top windy. Again. Like, it was, during the break, it's howling outside. Is that normal in December here? Like, I don't remember that.
I don't know if it's normal, but I mean, I know we got, a cold front that's going to be blowing in, could have some bumpy weather at points this week, so that's probably what it is.
I'm glad I haven't had to fly. In the last week,
you
or so.
Would not like, yeah, because you and I were where were we coming back from? We were coming back from somewhere. We were on a flight, maybe it was Winnipeg, and it was not fun.
Are you kidding? It was Dallas to KC, man.
Dallas, that's what
that
it was.
The worst to KC, flight yeah. ever.
That's right. Now I did sleep through most of it, but I
you
remember,
didn't care. I was
I remember
like,
there were parts where I'm like, is this bird going down? Like, what's happening here?
It's never good whenever the pilot says, we're not going to give you any service on this entire flight. Like, everybody needs to stay seated. It's going to be bumpy all the way to KC. It's like, what? Did he just say that? Really? Yeah. Yeah, he meant it. Now I see why. There's no way they could have gone up and down the aisles. Their heads would have been hitting the ceiling. That was not a fun. I don't know how you slept. Well, I do know how you slept because of the night before, but I couldn't sleep. And I had the same night before, but I couldn't sleep. Houston leading 7-0 over Auburn. Houston right now looks like the better team. Right now. I do wonder, and I get it. It's the Liberty Bowl, but there's a lot of Auburn fans there. I do wonder how this is all going to play out with their head coach. He just doesn't seem like an Auburn guy, does he?
Not really.
It seems like they've been kind of disinterested in him from jump. Was it Brian Harsin?
Yeah, Brian Harsin.
But that's who they just...
I know.
But I stopped trying to figure out Auburn years ago. It just, that's how they roll. It's crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy. We're at a four-corner stall for David Poyle. This is unlike him. He's usually early. What's going on?
Could be.
Is there anything we need busy. To know? That's why. It's always like there's two people that are never late. And if they're late, I always wonder, what's going on? David Poyle and Elliot Friedman. What's happening? Are we going to get news? Something happening?
Never know. You never know with this. I told you guys
that, you test every day. And so, the team is scheduled to leave to go to Washington. There are results that I'm sure they're processing or waiting to get processed right now. So, and David actually explained it firsthand with us last week. You have a certain amount of people you need to get tested. You have a facility, you have the devices that process the tests in-house, and then you have places that you send the samples off, a lab that processes them as well for further
confirmation.
Yeah, so it takes a while to get it all. So I don't know. I mean, they could be in the process of getting results now, processing all that. I do not know.
If we do get a chance to talk to him, I am going to ask him what I brought up yesterday because I do believe it, but I want to hear – what the GM has to say is if they just keep postponing games, at what point is it going to get to the point of no return on playing 82 games? You just run out of time.
That's why they put the taxi squad in there. So I think that's the idea, that you have to bring up the taxi squad, have them ready, plug them in. You have the 3 weeks in February that you didn't have before.
When do you think they're going to announce something on that front, like what they plan on doing with that three-week window?
I think they want to try and get a handle on what's happening right now and then see what they're – because they're still postponing games. So
yeah.
I think they need to know, how many they actually have to make up. That number keeps growing. But I would think that there would be something soon. The interesting part about the taxi squad is because we've seen the NFL – that the NFL just they're playing the games. You have the fourth string quarterback starting on Monday Night Football.
Yeah,
that's what it's going to be.
I think that's what it's going to be.
Yeah,
they'll play but you're going to see some games like you saw in New Orleans last night.
Hindsight,
and quite honestly, the Predators have already played in two of them.
I was going to say, right? I mean, haven't they already done that?
Yeah.
Hindsight being 2020, it would have made sense to have the taxi squad from the beginning, but. I don't think, they obviously didn't anticipate this new variant and it's spreading as rapidly as it is. So this could be a dumb question, comment, whatever, but it kind of feels like at this point that it's almost like the chicken pox, that it's like, it's spreading and it's going through your team. Like the Predators are dealing with it. It's almost like you get it, you get done with it, and then you're good. And then
okay, Coach O.
I know. I'm trying not to be Coach O with that, but that's kind of what it
very
feels like.
Ed Orgeron, minus the voice. Minus the Cajun accent.
I'm not saying get it on purpose. That's not what I mean, but it's just,
What are you saying?
I'm saying that it does kind of feel like it's just once you have it, you have it, and you move on.
And it's hard to avoid getting it, so you prepare yourself as best you can, and you hope that it's mild and you get back in there.
Sure.
But, Darren, we're pulling the tarp. We've got the man.
We got him.
We've got our man.
We do. Predators GM David Poyle on the line with us. Do you have any news you would like to share with us?
Not really.
Okay,
do you have any news you don't want to share with us?
That's a good way of putting it.
There's so many moving parts. This COVID or this variant and different things like that. So it's just a tough time. I mean, every day is a little bit different. Obviously, very interested to see, you know, what the next step might be with the league, and after hearing some of the national news last night as far as, you know, moving asymptomatic people to just 5 days instead of 10 days, obviously that would be huge for, you know, the National Hockey League and the amount of players that are getting this. So, we're just about ready to go to Washington today, so we will have a team and be ready to go.
So you feel confident once you board that plane, the door shuts, and you guys take off to the nation's capital, there'll be a game tomorrow night?
I believe so. I mean, again, we're all trying to, be as optimistic as possible. But, we've got to keep, you know, forging ahead, if you will. And at the moment, I feel, you know, confident that it's going to happen.
Now, just so you know, David, just a point of reference why I said that at the beginning, because I said when we were kind of waiting, we were stalling, I said, well, there's two people we have on this show that if they're not on time, I always wonder, like, is there something going on? And one was you and the other is Elliot Friedman. I'm like, is there news we need to know?
Yeah, well, I apologize for that because I couldn't. Everything is important, but I couldn't get off me. Just the timing was really bad for me, so I apologize for that. But
no, you're good.
It was not a COVID related, situation. So no, we're all set to go. We finished practicing, and we're all set to get on the plane today.
I did also want to tell you that we did speak with Eli Gold last hour, and he wanted to make sure that we passed along a hello to you from Eli. So,
well, that's really nice. I mean, I've known Eli going way back when he first. He covered hockey. That was his first sport, I believe, so way back with the Long Island Ducks in a league that doesn't even exist right now. So he, everybody knows Eli as a football guy, but I believe that hockey was his first chance he really got to do in a professional broadcast.
He indeed has hockey in his background. Of course, a season with the Predators. Is there any – now that there's the taxi squad has been added. Is that going to help push things forward? Because here's my concern that I brought up yesterday on the show and have already brought up again today. I feel like they're you're getting dangerously close to a line where you're not going to be able to make up 82 games if you just keep postponing, you know, league-wide games constantly. Like, there's already a ton to make up. And I do wonder if you keep postponing games or teams keep getting shut down, to me, it seems unrealistic that it's going to be a full season. Is that a concern you guys are talking about, or no?
Well, I think it's a valid concern in the point that you're making. But I think since the decision was made to cancel the NHL's participation in the Olympics, that now you've got a whole 3-week period of time that can be used to fill, you know, that void and make up those games. And I'm certainly hoping that that's going to be the situation for us and other teams and other that have missed, you know, so many games. Now, can it be done? I mean, the NHL and the schedule maker have asked us for all of our dates that we have in February, and we have some things booked in the building, but we have some good remaining dates, and I'm just waiting to see what they've come up with. You know, you've also got situations like say Montreal that can have zero capacity right now. Are they going to move some of their home games? Because I believe they have a lot of home games in January and February, and maybe allow them to play some games on the road for a little while. So as I started the conversation, there's so many moving parts, but I really believe that we will get 82 games in. I hope it gets solved by what the NHL can do by adding games in February. And I would say if we had to extend the season a week or something like that, I think we would do that to get that. I mean, you know, the players are very disappointed that we are not going to the Olympics. And you know, after that, you want to get paid. You want to get paid for 82 games. I mean, that's the deal that we've made. And you know, again, everybody's scrambling. I guess I'm just kind of rambling on here. I think everybody's scrambling as much as possible to make this work. And what we've been told medically, what you hear nationally, is that this next couple of weeks is still going to be a tough period for COVID and what have you. And that's why we went to the taxi squads. I think that was a really good idea that they did that. And I think that allows for us to get on a plane today, for example, to go to Washington. Both Washington and ourselves have some players in COVID right now, but I think we'll still get the game done. But I think just let's see what happens in, I'd say, the next week or so. And I would think that there could be, dates announced, a rescheduling announced for February, and we'll see if that captures almost all of these games that need to be made up. That's my hope anyway.
Yeah. I was on our morning show yesterday at 9 o'clock, and they asked me if, this was going to translate, how do you think, the Predators will look once they come back? Is it going to be exactly what we saw before, 7-game winning streak, playing the best hockey of the year? And I said, your guess is as good as mine. I mean, you when you guys hopefully suit up and play tomorrow night, David, it's going to be 12 days off. And, that's almost 2 weeks. And you don't know, right? You have no idea how you're going to pick up, if you're going to pick up where you left off, or what that time off will do to your team. So I'll just ask you, what's your gut feeling? Is this team going to be able to pick up where they left off and keep this train rolling down the tracks?
I think my job is to worry about everything. And I think that's a valid concern. I mean, guys are not, some guys have been able to work out more than other guys. Some guys that were asymptomatic. And, it's been a long time to be off the ice for anybody. That's not a normal situation. And, no matter what you do in a, working out in your house, or if guys were able to get a little bit more workout, skating is a different situation. I mean, and you're going to get into things of going much faster in a game than you would in the 2 days of practice that we've had, in terms of pulling groins and things like that. And for sure, I mean, the timing could be off from a lot of players. I mean, in terms of what they were doing to how effective they are now. The other thing is, now we're incorporating a whole bunch of good news, but we're incorporating about 5 or 6 new guys back into our lineup. So the lines that you saw in the last, say, 3 or 4 games, many of those lines will be different. I mean, Johansson's coming into play, Cousins, Duchesne, these guys are all coming back into our lineup, Borowicki. So that's good news, but they haven't played in a long time. So yeah, I'm concerned, but it's got to be fairly equal to the teams that we're playing. Washington for sure, Columbus, I think they haven't played a game for 3 or 4 days, even longer than we've been off. So everybody's going to be dealing with this.
Talking to David Poile, general manager, Nashville Predators. David, you mentioned Matt Duchesne, and that was one that I'm sure every Predator fan was wondering about, because he was in a separate category. Of course, he was battling through an injury, but the time off for him probably served him well. So you say he's tracking to maybe be back in there?
Yeah, I think Duchesne will be ready to go in practice. John's actually put their line back together with Forsberg and Granlund, so I suspect that he's ready to go. And you're exactly right, where he could have missed a few more games. I think the fact that we had to cancel some games, that benefited him. So there are some, there's lots of things that aren't good news, if you will, but in this case there's some good news, and Duchesne should be back in going 100% on tomorrow.
David, the taxi squad, I'm sure, required some consideration from you and your staff, because last year, of course, the AHL had that combined team. It was kind of a shell. But now, of course, you got the full AHL playing, Milwaukee is. So how do you try to come up with the right number to keep handy on your taxi squad and also try to serve Milwaukee as best you can?
Another good question. That's what we've been dealing with for the last couple of days, because you correctly point out that last year we had a taxi squad. We sort of maxed that out, but there was no Milwaukee, there was no AHL. So we certainly want to be fair and cognizant of their lineup and their ability to win games. So it's a little bit of a moving parts, if you will. I think as we look at just say these next 2 games, I mean, We should be in a position where we have at least one extra forward and one extra defenseman. The one area that's always going to be tricky, you know, we never had it even thought about this before, but it's your goaltender that situation. But, you know, we never dealt with COVID either. So right now we're going to go for the two games probably with extra forward and extra defenseman, and we're actually contemplating bringing up a goalie so that we have that covered also.
David, this is one I don't know how much you can disclose, but I noticed I was just reading up on the Capitals, and they list some players that are in the protocol that they announced yesterday, but they sort of all went on the protocol on different days. And, of course, that tracks to how quickly you can get back in there. So you've got some guys on the COVID list, but I'm sure is it possible they all went on different days? So I don't know if you guys
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And is that will you guys make that public, or is that just something that we'll have to find out when they get there? Is it like I'm wondering when these guys could come back?
Yeah, not trying to be too evasive, but again, as early in the interview, I referred to what happened nationally when they changed the rules from 10 days if you're symptomatic to just 5 days, or asymptomatic, I should say. And right now, the NHL has not changed their policy, but that would be nice if they did. So right now, please don't hold me totally to this. The guys that we have out, based on days and when they had it, that we're probably looking at for sure the next two games and possibly the Chicago game. But there's also a chance we could get some guys back for the Chicago game, which is January 1st. Knock on wood, now if we don't have any more cases, we could be back to a full team again when we go on the road trip to Las Vegas, which is, I believe, January 4th.
Predators GM David Poile is here with us on Darren Donick and Chase. And I've heard you say it countless times. I hear John Hines say it, that you got to make the most of your opportunities. And obviously through all of this, you've had some guys that got put in the lineup, you know, out of necessity. And they've, like you saw last year with injuries, a guy like Tanner Janot, they've gotten an opportunity that maybe wasn't going to be there for them if not for this. So when you look at somebody like a Cody Glass that got the call up that was thrown in there, what have you seen out of him and some others that got tossed into action?
Yeah, again, we talk about the good news, bad news, but it's been really interesting. I mean, by position earlier in the year, you know, Connor Ingram in goal got to play a couple of games, and you know, we really feel that Connor has got a really good upside, and you know, we got to see him win his first game and play very well in another game, and you know, that's a guy that's you know, you kind of pencil in as, you know, this guy could be a Predator someday in the very near future. You know, on defense, because of you know, injuries and what have you, you got guys that are playing maybe a little bit higher than we thought initially. I mean, you know, Favreau has been playing with Josi almost all year long, which that would benefit, I believe, anybody. But I think it's really helped Fabs, and Fabs is, seems to be a good compliment right now to Josi. You know, Mark Borowicki, who had a tough season last year, has got to play almost regular since he broke into the lineup, and he's been a really good fit for our team. And of course, up front, you know, Tanner Janot has gotten a lot of publicity for his play and his role. And he's gone from, you know, Milwaukee a year ago at this time to coming up on our fourth line, to going on this third line, to during the COVID time, arguably playing on our first line and playing on the power play. So it's you know, it's stories like that. I mean, Ilya Tolvin is having a tough time scoring this year. Now has, you know, kind of come out of that in the last four or five games, you know, adding some goals. So a lot of really good stories, and a lot of opportunities were created by COVID. And the good news for the Predators is a lot of these players that we either didn't know about or hadn't given a great chance to have really answered the bell for us. So at this time, things other than the COVID thing are really working out well for the Predators in terms of us improving as the season goes along.
It's crazy to think with what I'm about to say, but you've only, as the GM of the Preds, you've only had to do this one time of facing Barry Trotz for the first time when, you know, he was with the Washington Capitals. Obviously, Peter Laviolette is the head coach of the Capitals and was the head coach here for some pretty historic moments in this franchise. So when you go into a situation like that of knowing how much he meant to the organization. What is tomorrow night going to be like for you from that standpoint?
Well, that's also my former team, too, the Washington
Capitals. True. That's a good point.
So you always want – I don't know. You always – you probably think about it a little bit more, and you want to win a little bit more. I mean, again, personally, like the Caps were great to me. So, again, I want to beat them as much as any other team. And when we get to Peter Laviolette, I mean, as you just said, I mean, he has, you know, brought some of the highest highs to our team and been part of that, obviously, going to the Stanley Cup Finals. And, I mean, he's a fabulous coach. And, you know, we had some great years with Lavi and Kevin McCarthy as our coach and assistant associate coach. And as you can see, they've gone to Washington, and their team is one of the top teams in the league. And I think they've got some good players, but there's no question that, you know, their coaching abilities, again, are shining through. So, in a lot of games under my belt. So the next game is the most important game, and that's the one tomorrow night, regardless whether it's Washington or whether it's Peter Laviolette coaching. But I wish those guys well, but not tomorrow. And I think you'd love to, you know, you talk about certain things that you might like to have happen someday. I mean, how cool would that be if we ever got in the Stanley Cup Finals against them? I think that would be fabulous. So it's a big game tomorrow, and we're going to do everything we can to win. And after that, I wish them the best of luck.
David, we appreciate the visit as always. Go get things started on the road. Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot. I'm sorry I was a little bit late today.
You're
appreciate
good. It. David Poile, Predators general manager. They will be boarding the plane heading to Washington to take on the Capitals tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. That's when the puck drops. I'll have pregame for you starting at 5. Willie and his crew will have their pregame on Bally Sports starting at 5:30. We'll come back, wrap up the second hour of the DDC next. Back here on the DDC on this Tuesday. Hope everybody's having a good day on this Wednesday, or windy day. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe with you. Good stuff there from David Poile. Predators GM joins us every Tuesday in the second hour. Any takeaways, Willie, you would like to throw out there?
I thought we got a lot of tidbits there that I think a lot of Predator fans were curious about. The biggest thing that maybe would become something the league would be interested in would be, what are the discussions right now of going to a 5-day situation where you're on there for 5 days and not 10? And I don't know all the particulars of that, but you heard him hone in on that a couple of times. If they were to get that adjusted, the tough thing for the NHL, and we keep stressing this, is that in Canada, it's a different mindset. It's a different situation, different healthcare system, different levels of vaccination. And you heard him say it. There are some teams right now that are not able to have fans up there. Or they're having fans, but there are some serious protocols for the fans that are going in there. So it is going to affect the revenue. And that's really something that has to be looked at, is how do you get through it and, you know, continue to gain as much revenue as you can. You heard David Poile say the players have a stake in it. There's a partnership, right? The league revenues are divvied up between the owners and the players. So if the league loses revenue, the players lose revenue. They're already fighting from behind with escrow.
Look how far behind they are in escrow.
They owe
already.
The league. Yeah, they owe the league money. So they certainly don't want to miss games. But if you play the game and you can't have any fans, you know, you've played the game, you keep the schedule going, but that also hurts the revenue.
Right.
So in Canada, that's a big thing that they're trying to work through when they're adjusting protocols and they're figuring out how to reschedule games. There is a lot going on right now. You heard Elliot use the term, the duck is cruising along the top of the water.
But underneath
he's paddling really hard. Paddling. So there, yep. I think there's a lot of discussions going on. Also, we hear that Matt Duchene's coming back. That's good news.
That was big.
Right? He's had a really good year. Nice to have him back in there. So everybody who was on the list is back in, and plus Duchene. So now you're trying to figure out how to deal without Josi and Sissons. But you heard him say that hopefully where these guys were placed on it, you're looking at these two games, And then maybe there's a shot to get at least one or two of them back by New Year's Day when you play Chicago.
Yeah. And I'm curious, too, like somebody like, you know, Duchesne, with him being injured, if he had gotten it, would they have to announce that he was on the COVID list or like how all that stuff works?
That would have been a 2-for-1, right? You heal from your injury and you put in your time for COVID. I don't know.
Well, we're seeing that. You know? I mean, yeah. It does happen in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah. Saffold, right?
Yeah. I mean, this goes back to an age-old discussion with hockey and upper body and lower body and all those things. At least with the NFL, like, you do know. Like, they are very good at, you know, Robbie Bourne with the Titans is sent out every day. Like, this player has been added to the COVID reserve list. This player has come off the COVID reserve list. And, you know, you don't have to, like, Vrabel won't comment on them any further than that. But it's like, at least you know the movement and when it happened.
Do they have to do that?
I think that's part of the rules.
Yeah, I think you have to in hockey.
You have to do that.
You have to do it.
I believe so. I believe it's just like the injury report.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, you have to do it. That's my point.
Okay.
Like, you have to do it.
I thought you were asking. I'm like.
No, the league tells you have to do that.
Right.
That's why these – I mean, it's not like these teams would be out there like, yeah, you know, we have to do this, but we're just going to give you all this great information.
I like that they do it, and we all know why they do it, but – you know, I wish the NHL would do the same thing.
Well, they do,
but a little more detail, like actually announce that, hey, the day the player tests positive, go ahead and announce that they're on the list.
I think they have. They just didn't have to do it while the league was on pause. I think.
Gotcha.
I think they were doing that. There weren't as many. Remember how quickly this hit. Remember, it was Ottawa early. What was the other team? The Islanders got hit pretty hard. Other than that, there really wasn't that much going on. And then all of a sudden it hit like a huge wave. Calgary and then Nashville, and then it just went on down the road. So I think they have the same – they have to disclose it. They can't just say a guy's out and not say why. Like, remember David Rittich. He was the one guy that the Predators had on the list very early. And that was disclosed. That was
right. That was start of the season.
Yeah.
So
Houston's up 7-0. Auburn went for it on 4th-and-2. Thought they got it. They went and looked at it and they reversed it, said it was incomplete. So Houston back with the ball, up 7-0 with 11 minutes to go in the first half.
I feel like this should be like 21-0 though. Or something.
Houston has been the better team, and you do wonder. It's like what we've talked about with the Titans and the 49ers. Okay, San Francisco, you missed your opportunity to put them away. And you do wonder, the longer this goes, is Houston missing their opportunity to put Auburn away? Going to let them keep hanging around. Don't be surprised what happens. I mean, San Francisco should have been up at least 17-0 at the half. In that game, and it may have been a totally different outcome, but they weren't. And just like right now, like you said, it feels like Houston should be up way more than they are, but they're not. And we talk about this in hockey all the time, right? I mean, we talk about this, even first period ends, and it's like, holy crap. You know, Predators were outshot 16-5 and lead 1-0. How does that happen, right? Or the other way. You know, Predators dominated the period and they find themselves down a goal. I mean, that's – and then just – you don't take advantage of those opportunities when you could change the whole complexion of a game. Sometimes, teams will make you pay. Well, actually, more times than not, the teams will make you pay. So we'll see what that means for this game. But, yeah, Houston has been the much better team but only find themselves up a score. There's actually going to be a lot more games today as well, if these games happen. But
I feel like they will. We'll have a doubleheader.
So say pretty full schedule today.
Yeah,
another game at 5:45.
Yeah, the Liberty Bowl. The Liberty Bowl, Mississippi State and Texas Tech, and then the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, West Virginia and Minnesota. So we'll get that going, starting at 5:00 on ESPN 94.9.
You got It's the Air Force in Louisville a little bit later today at 2:15, Mississippi State and Texas Tech, as we just talked about the Liberty Bowl, and then UCLA, NC State out in San Diego, the Petco, or it's at Petco Park. I don't know what the bowl's called. I think it's the San Diego
Not the San Diego Credit Union.
It's a Holiday Bowl, whatever the heck they call it, Holiday Bowl, and then West Virginia and Minnesota in the nightcap. So a lot of games today. We'll come back and begin the third hour. Don't forget, in the final hour today, we are we're set to talk with Mitch Light. We'll talk about a lot of this college football stuff. Tim Hasselbeck was supposed to join us to begin the next hour, but he actually got called into duty to do one of these bowl games.
He did. He was supposed to do the Fenway Bowl, which got canceled, and so now he's going to Yankee Stadium to do the Pinstripe Bowl.
Pretty cool.
Winner wins the AL East.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll see if that if all that actually happens. But so he will not be able to, unfortunately, join us today. We'll come back. Hour number three of Darren, Donick, and Chase coming up next.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.